First came the book, Brace for Impact. Surviving the Crash of the Industrial World. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial world. And now, The Daily Impact, the podcast. The natural gas from fracking boom that has been touted as the key to America's energy independence is being sold abroad as fast as deals can be cut. The British gas company Centrica announced this week it is contracted for nearly 90 billion cubic feet of liquefied natural gas a year for 20 years from Cheniere Energy's Sabine Pass, Louisiana terminal, at which a gas liquefaction plant is now under construction. That's enough gas to supply 1.8 million UK homes, and according to Centrica's CEO Sam Laidlaw, will help to secure the UK's future energy security. Other countries whose security is being enhanced by planned exports from Sabine Pass are Korea, Spain, India, and France, each of whom plans to buy more gas than Centrica. Moreover, Sabine Pass is just the first of 21 proposed gas liquefaction plants proposed to be built ASAP in the United States. If permitted, they would export 28 billion cubic feet of gas per day, 41% of U.S. gas production last year. The U.S. industries that use natural gas and are benefiting from the current glut-induced low prices in the U.S. are, of course, crying foul about the planned exports, which must, of course, first be approved by the federal government. They worry, apparently, that having only 60% of American natural gas left for Americans might cause an increase in prices, to which the typical economist's technical response is, duh. Set aside for a moment the fact that the U.S. gas boom is not a boom at all, and ask only this question. If the argument for permitting unrestrained fracking for natural gas despite its dangers is that it will drive down energy prices and enhance energy security, then what is the argument after you've sold half the fracked gas overseas? The facts are stark, ominous, and without advocates in the public square. The boom is not a boom at all, but a balloon that will likely pop before the UK contract even takes effect in 2018. Energy independence for the United States, and for that matter energy security for the UK, is not possible without massive changes in both consumption and production that no one wants to discuss, let alone begin. And in the meantime, business as usual is going to kill us all. For more current news about the ongoing crash of the industrial world, read The Daily Impact on the web at www.dailyimpact.net. You can also find out more about or even buy the book Brace for Impact there or at amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis reminding you, brace for impact.